socioeconomic issues, relationships, whether filial or otherwise, cultural trends and emerging trends. The conversation starts with Let's Talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It's Let's Talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Orokochinedu. It's a Friday night, and I like to claim that we have fun on Friday nights. I'm hoping that I can back those claims with action. Well, tonight we have conversations that matter. Let our hair down. I'll have the guys join me. We'll play some music, lots of it. There's a whole lot compiled, put together for your enjoyment. But I have a question. I know I've asked this question before. You know, but again, every now and then a person brings it back. I have an important question. This question is for those in relationships. If you know that you have a bae, a boo, somebody in whose eyes you look deep into and claim that you see a thing or two. When I look into your eyes, I see whatever, my unborn kids. I don't know how people look deep into other people's eyes. It's very uncomfortable for me, but hey. That's what love can do. So that person in whose eyes you look, the person you promise that you will die for, if that's the kind of love you practice, I don't do that. Jesus has died for all of us. I should not die for you again. You're not worth dying for twice. But I'm sure you have told somebody you will die for them, so good luck. Right? The person you love, the person you want to spend your time with, the person that makes you go... Chicky, 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 bam, bam. Yes, indeed. Butterflies in your tummy, all those cliche lines. I'll go to the moon and back. This is a person who has never left the country, but somehow they want to leave the atmosphere. I want to go to space. It's all good. I'm happy for you. The point is, we're talking about the relationship you have with your lover. A very simple question. Is it wrong if you save your lover's number on your phone with their actual name? Is it wrong? Now stay with me. Somebody went on the internet. Some people call it Obasanjo's internet. It's funny when they say it. And dropped this message. We've been together for 2 years, and just recently I found out that he saved my name as Peace Lag. So basically her name is Peace, and I'm guessing the lag means Lagos. Does he mean he doesn't value me at all? I broke up with him immediately. I found out. But he's been apologizing that he didn't mean to. He had to change it to Sugar Plum. Should I let things be or consider taking him back? I'm confused. This seems to be a problem. A person took to the internet because they did not like that their lover saved their name with Peace Lagos. I think Peace Lagos is disrespectful for the person you're dating. But if you were Peace and the person's surname, you know, maybe. But now that I think about it, what if I get home and I dial my wife's number? Say, Olga, I'm looking for my phone. I'm like, okay, I dial her number. And on the caller ID, I see Sam Orakuchinedu. Would I be bothered? Honestly, would I be bothered? I think I will. Why? Because I know what you have to save your own number. You know, we reach my turn. You begin to call me name with a certificate. You know, but people respond to these things differently. So I would like to know, is it inappropriate for you to save your lover's number on your mobile device with their name, right? Their government name, name and surname, or just their name? If it's not, and everybody must have a pet name, wouldn't it be your own pet name? That's what I'd like to know. There are questions on different fora. Lots of people seem to have this problem. Somebody even asked, I know I saw somewhere. I'm going to try to dig that up. Where they were talking about Is it a big deal how I save my partner's number? What is in a phone name? After all, that's your name. Besides, sometimes it's not very easy getting a pet name. Let's not lie. Everybody has used up all the ones we are managing. Baby, honey, sweetie, sugar plum, sugar pie, shawarma. It's crazy how we're calling our partners fast food. And it just works. So you're trying to say that they are sweet. Pizza. I don't think anybody will call their partner Gary. That's what I like to know. 0817923-0002 0817923-0003. Of course, at some point I'll ask what you stole the number as, but I'm concerned about the name. Is it wrong? Is it a big deal? This person did not call you anything. They just stored your name, your number with your name, your actual name. No insults, no endearments, no pet name, nothing. Sam Oracle Chinedu, John Okoye, Cynthia Amadi, Amaka Okoye. No, I've said Okoye. BC Olatunde, this is your boo. And are there different levels to the offense if you are offended? So the person is your boyfriend. Can you let it slide as against if they were your husband? Right? I remember a story I heard one time. I don't know if it's true. They claimed that some people had an accident and people arrived at the scene and they were trying to call emergency contacts. So some phones were there. There was a phone they saw. The phone was not locked. And with the way the person stored the numbers on the phone, they couldn't tell who the person's wife or girlfriend or even mother. So they searched for mommy, daddy, nothing. They were just names. So I can understand why, but if the person searches and sees my darling or wifey, you say, okay, this has to be his wife. But if you go and store blessing, Okoro, there's nobody that don't know that's your wife. But again, that's a specific case. Not everyone is getting accidents every day. But I'd like to hear from you. 0817923-0003 0817923-0007 0817923-0009. Storing your lover's number with your government name. Let's see. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Kapiro.
Please turn off your radio.
Okay, I'm fine as well.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I think my wife's name. It has not been a pet name, it's not mine. Like, sign her name on the phone is wrong because it shows that there's no love.
Please, turn off your radio, please.
I'm off the radio.
I can see here it's in the background.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, it's better now.
I can see his name without the pet name, it's not nice at all.
It's not nice.
Yeah, it's not nice. You should tell her name with pet name.
Okay. Is this this rule, does it apply to girlfriends or wives? Which one?
Okay, it applies to both of them because you go for one to two because you must start from somewhere, so it applies to both of them.
Okay. Now, imagine if, let's say, not really imagine, because I guess you're in a relationship, that your partner does everything. They love you, they are caring, they support you, they do everything a lover does. And you know that this is the person for you, but they just stored your number with your name. Would it be enough to end the relationship?
It wouldn't be enough to end the relationship, but I have to ask the person why you did that. I think the fact that the way I saw your number, I identify you. In my own term, the way you like, I tell my name. It's not mad. I'll ask you to know why you did that.
Okay, the person now says that no name comes to mind. They can't think of any pet name, you know, so they just decided to call you your name.
Okay, because let's say people are different, but I will not have to listen. If I just
sit down. Okay.
No problem.
Will this be enough to make you change the name you saved her own number?
Or no, you leave I will it? Not do that. I won't do that.
You won't do that?
It's not enough for me to change, yeah.
Okay. What did you save her number with?
Diamond? Yeah.
My brother? Hello?
I can hear you.
Have you ever seen diamond? Like real diamond? Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I've seen it.
Where?
I bought it some time ago.
That's nice. So your woman is like a diamond?
Yes, she's very beautiful.
Okay. If you insist, what did she store your number as?
The love of my life. Sugar.
My brother, that is a sentence. The love of my life, my sugar, only you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So he says it's not enough if she plays other parts, but it would seem like you don't love the person. But seriously, I mean, again, I will not find it funny, but it's my job to ask questions. So the question is for you, not for me. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Port
Harcourt. Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. So, Sarah, are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What's your last name, Sarah?
Thorobe.
What?
Thorobe.
Thorobe. Okay, I hope that's what you said. Your relationship, yes. Is it marriage or boyfriend, girlfriend?
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Okay.
Concerning the topic, I feel it's left to the person because it's what you mean to the person will use to save your name.
Okay.
So personally, until you mean something or whatever you mean to me, that's what I'll use to save your name.
So if your boyfriend saves your number as Sarah with your surname, how would you react?
Actually, the first time I saw it, I was like, why did you do this? He said, that's your name, isn't it?
Wait,
I said, yes.
It has so happened
then,
to you?
Yes. But it didn't even cause any problem. So,
okay.
I said until it meant something. But actually, it has actually changed it though. But I just saw reasons with him and
okay.
Everything was. I don't see any big deal about saving with heart, Honeyfire. Your name is just answer that. That's
okay, wait, calm down. Your blood is hot, Sarah. So at the time where you were asking him this question, you obviously had his name saved as something.
Yes.
Now, when he made it inverse, you were like, how will I lose in this game? So, what did you save his name as?
And then it was actually his name, Mr. His name.
So why were you angry now?
No, I thought it should have elevated now, but hence we're on the same page. It didn't matter.
Okay, but now you have a pet name.
And the one he gave.
Sarah?
Huh?
What did you store your boyfriend's number with in your phone?
Cherish.
Courage?
Cherish.
Cherish. Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of you. What did he store your own number as?
Mine.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mine. That mine can mean, it can mean many things, so.
Don't worry. It means a good one.
No, I'm just saying. Because I can look at my car and say mine. Right?
It's yours now. You know it's yours now.
Uh-huh. So, but it's all good. It's all good. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You've made it in life. Well done, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right. So people have a problem with it. A thought just came to mind. Hello, good evening. Hello? All right, call back if you can. 0817923-0002. I'm craving a Fowls song. I'm not sure which one, but I'll have to play something from Fowls. Oh, I see the perfect one. Karishika. So thanks to this song, what if the person gives you a name you don't like? That's another angle. For example, I'm about to play Karishika by Fowls. Imagine if you check your boyfriend or husband's phone and your name is stored as Karishika. Wahoo. Oh my. Call back if you can. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. A certain lady somewhere was not happy that her man stored her number with her name. She says, no, that's not how it works. It doesn't show that you love me. Hello? Hello?
All right, Kuchinedu.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name?
This is Ibe calling you from Ibe.
Ibe?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay. So, Ibe,
I've not been following up. I just tuned in what is on the card.
Okay, there's a lot. So listen, hopefully when you get it, you call back. 0817-923-0002 for eBay and everyone who just tuned in. I'm asking, is it wrong to store your partner's number on your phone with their actual name? No endearment, no pet name, no honey, lovey, dovey, sugar, diamond. What did Sarah? What did she talk? Courage. Courage, oh yes. You just store Nkechi Okonkwo straight. You might even add full stop. Is it a problem? Is it wrong? Would you feel bad if they store your name, your number, with your name? What's going on? Okay, Arsenal has scored one, but it's still 3-2 in favor of Southampton, I believe. And they are desperately running out of time. Arsenal, you should be careful. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, good evening. All right, call back if you can. Hello?
Hello.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
What's your name?
My name is Suka.
Suka?
Yes.
That's your real name?
Yeah, my real name.
How do you spell it?
S-U-K.
Oh, nice. What language?
Ogoni.
Okay. Nice. Suka. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, so Suka, talk to me.
On the issue at hand, I don't really think it's a big deal. Like, it's an issue.
Okay.
Because me personally, I'm just kind of person that likes to store names, like just I can coin it from your real name.
Okay.
Or whatever, I just feel like, so long as we're friends.
Oh, okay.
And there are some persons too, which I just think, I can just type for your right name, your real name, or aggregate your surname to it. But I don't really think it's an issue, though I think it's a personal thing anyways.
Okay, so you wouldn't mind if your number is stored with your actual name?
No, not at all.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, what if you coin that new word from, you know, the person's name and they don't like it?
I've actually had an instance like that in the past.
Oh, great. Tell me about it.
Where someone was angry with it. This person's name is actually Queen.
Okay.
But what I thought was Quincy.
Ah.
And she felt bad about it.
So how did you explain? You told her that it was...
I told her I just like her name that way. That whichever way, even if your name is Queen. I went to her, she felt I was calling her real name.
Oh. Okay.
But this was obvious, this wasn't your real name, it was Quincy.
But my brother, the full name entered the Quincy now. Huh? You call the whole Queen finish before you now add C. It's not the full thing now.
No. It wasn't. I didn't spell it full.
Okay.
What I used was Q U I N C Y.
Okay. Let's imagine that I have not seen it spelled. I just heard you say it. Nobody queen, nobody the normal queen, I go to say. Like, I mean, I would think that it's the regular name. It's when I see the spelling, I'll know it's different. So
yes, but what she saw was the spelling, not me calling her.
But
when it's a different thing.
When you read something, when you see a word, you read it in your mind. So it sounds exactly like words you know. It didn't sound like Quincy. What? It sounded like Quincy. And her name is Queen. So
okay, I just thought that was my own way of just coining something out of her name.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, there's a lot of action happening right in front of me. Arsenal has actually equalized. It's 3-3 now. They are bloody hot. And with the way things are going, they are actually going for the kill. They might win this one, but they have 3 minutes. Sorry, 5 minutes on the clock. Arteta, well done. You're doing well. Hello? Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
What's your name?
I'm Patrick from Port Harcourt.
Patrick from Port Harcourt.
Yeah, actually, this is my first time calling.
Oh, nice. Thank you for joining us, Patrick. I'm supposed to celebrate somehow. I'm excited.
Yeah, like, talking about this issue, yeah, I think me personally, it's affecting. Like, I'll feel bad about if someone saved my number with my real name, someone I really care about, or I'm missing.
Okay. So, what would you rather they store your number with?
Like, if I'm dating someone and I really love that person, I would say that number, like, it's a special name, something like that.
Yeah, now, so which name would you like them to store your number with? So, let's give a suggestion. Let's know where you want to enter.
Same way, like special something.
Like what? Now, give me special. Give me an example of special something. Just give me a name.
Okay, like if I
can
save my number with my queen, I'm expecting to save my number with my king.
Wow, king.
Yeah.
Which kingdom? What is the name of your village? He wants your traditional ruler to come for you.
Is there?
Okay, now. If you go home with this person you're dating, would you want them to call you my king in front of your parents?
Yeah.
That
kind of sounds special.
Okay. That's good. All right. Thank you very much. So it's not a woman thing. Both guys and girls will not find it funny if their names are stored. Their number, rather, is stored with their name. So that means everybody likes love. Everybody, this thing. Everybody loves feeling special. You know? Everybody. You dial your woman's number or your man, and then it says something. My world, my life, mine, my prince, my this one, diamond, gold, courage. Some people are not creative at all. If I see someone's phone ring and I say, baby, like, wait till they worry this one. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name?
Manchester, it's a good boy. I'm calling from Ultima, son of Manchester.
Okay, talk to me.
Yes, I want to say hi to you because you are doing a great job.
Wow.
Yes,
thank you very much.
I just want to say hi to you because I miss your voice. So I just want to say hi to you. Please, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah. Yes. I want to say something, I ask you something, but it's not part of your show. But I want to ask you if you are seeing what I'm seeing.
If I'm seeing what you're seeing?
No, if you are seeing what I'm seeing, or you are seeing what I'm seeing in Premier League, what is wrong happening in Premier League? Please, Arsenal.
Yes, I'm seeing it. There's a screen in front of me. I can clearly see what you're seeing, and I'm hoping this is what you see very clearly. Thank you. 0817923000. Would you be offended if your lover stored your number with your name, your actual name? It doesn't change anything. Would that be a problem? Would that be a problem? And I think about it. I remember how long it took me to get the name I used in storing my partner's number. Hello, good evening.
Good evening. My name is Gift Jackson.
Gift, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Talk to me.
Well, for me, it is wrong.
It's wrong, why?
Because if you say you truly love me, why would you say my number with your, like, with my name? Tell me something nice, like maybe love or babe, anything.
Gift.
Than using my full name.
Gift.
Yes, sir.
What does your mom call you?
Gift.
Does she love you?
Yeah.
Your mother who loves you calls you Gift. You reach man ton. You say it is wrong. Why is it wrong in the man's case, but in your mother's case, it is right? Does your man love you
because
more than your
I
mom?
I still love the man. No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Explain now. I'm literally listening.
But I actually saved his own number. With something nice, a nice name.
Okay.
But his own, he did not.
Okay. So if he now says, you know what, give, let's be equal, save my own with my name, what will you say?
If what?
If he says you should save his own number with his name, change it to his normal name so that you're both equal, how would you respond?
I won't change it.
The problem is that you saved his name with a sweet name, Abi, his number. Abi, that's your problem.
Yes.
Gift.
Yes, sir.
Now, so we're saying the same thing. So he's like, okay, Gift, don't bother yourself. Don't stress yourself. So change that thing you saved my number with and change it to my actual name so that everything is fine. That's equality now, don't you think?
Okay, I have. I'll change it with title.
Okay. But what did you store his name with?
Babe.
A full grown man. Is that man not is he not up to 30?
Yeah? He is. That's what I can call him now.
Hell, Gift. In fact, go and change the name. Change the name. That is not it's better you use his name than to use Babe. Can you imagine? Somebody that is paying rent. Okay, thank you, Gift.
Thank you, sir.
I think there should be some petition or something. If you're going to save your partner's number with a sweet name, please remove baby, babe, sugar, anything. Sugar should not be in front of or at the back. Sugar plum, sugar pie. This one, sugar. Anything sugar, just remove. Let it be that the last two generations have finished the sugar. Then precious stones and metals, they will soon be going out. My gold, diamond, very soon. It's not out yet, but soon. Then all those full sentence, my world, my husband, the love of my life, anything that is a sentence, remove it too. You guys should be creative. I wish I could give you some names, but I'm still using them. Sorry. Be creative. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Sir?
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
I remain Ibe.
I say you remain, like there's a threat to change your name. Okay, Ibe, go ahead.
You were talking about if my friend calls my name with my real name.
Yeah.
On her phone, right?
Yes, that's the topic.
Well, I mean, I will not have any problem with it.
Okay.
I will not have any problem with it.
Okay.
I will be okay by it.
All right. Okay,
yeah,
so
that is it.
Are you?
But, hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
You wanted to say something.
I wanted to ask you if you have stored your partner's number with their own name, since you don't have a problem with it.
No, I've not.
Okay. That's good. All right, very quickly, say what you wanted to say so I move on to the next call.
Okay. No, I wanted to ask, say if, you know, girlfriend and wife are two different things. So
okay.
If it happened to be my wife, I will feel a little bit disrespect.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. But if it's girlfriend, you don't have a problem with that. I can understand. Honestly, I obviously know what my wife stole my number with, but if I go one day and see my name, my sister sit down, what's the problem? This love, I'm loving you, is it? I don't understand. It's not enough. Should I add more? Because this Samora Kuchinedu is what they call me in the studio. I cannot come home and still be answering some. I'm not doing less talk here. I would not like it for obvious reasons, but some people don't mind. Some don't mind. I'll say it again, please. If babe or baby is the pet name, please change it. Please. There's something, it's just... Please. This is not the best message. Hello? Turn off your radio.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Jeffrey, are you in love?
Pardon?
Are you in love? He said pardon. Why
yes,
did
I'm married.
I'm
married.
That's wonderful, Jeffrey. Oh, you are a very strong man. I'm proud of you. How long have you been married for?
Thank you. I'm married for the past 22 years.
22 years?
Yes.
Ah, Jeffrey, I'm not even up to 22.
Is it?
I'm not even up to 22.
You are more than 22.
My brother.
I know you.
I'm the one telling you. I'm the one telling you. I'm 21.
You are just telling me. You know how proud that you are not 21.
Okay. So that's good. Yes?
I call you Chinedu, isn't it?
Yes, so that's my name, my brother. Chinedu.
Okay, if I call you Oracle, don't you answer me?
Yeah, they are all my names. Sam Oracle Chinedu. Anyone?
Wait, okay. If I can't call you, can I just Chinedu Sam Oracle?
Mm-hmm.
If I can't call you CSM.
CSM.
CSO Abi. Chinedu Sam Oracle Abi.
Yeah.
That is CSO.
Yeah, CSO.
If I call you that, has that one reduced the parasitic in you?
It has reduced, my brother, because CSO is Chief Security Officer. I will not like that one.
All right.
I won't like
if
it.
If I call you Chinedu.
Yeah. You come
the quality, the quality and quantity in you still remain.
Yeah, it feels better.
My dear,
it feels better.
When I met my wife, I saw my wife with her name on my phone.
Wow.
You know what?
Tell me.
She saw my name with something. One of these days, she sat through my phone. She said, "Why did you saw my name? It's my number with your name. Is that not the name your mother gave?" No, if I change you and if I call you my wife, you know I know that right as well.
Hello? Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. I can hear you now.
If I saw your name as my word, you know that right as well, not my word. And that one will not stop me. If I want to flex, it will not stop me.
No, wait, hold on.
We too much at important thing to stop.
Wait, my brother, wait. No verse. You told your wife that if you store her name, her number with my world, she knows she's not your world.
If she's not my world.
My brother, you have mind, though. You have mind.
It isn't mind. It is a point blank, it's a truth.
It's not.
She's not my world, it's just my wife. After my wife, she's going to be the mother of my children. And she's personally the mother of my children now.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm listening. Oh, my network. Come on. Wow. Okay. You are not my world. You are not my world. I have to practice before I try it. You are not my world. I cannot add, you can never be. Oh, Chinedu. Hello?
Half an hour late.
What? Hello?
Half an hour, how many days?
Please. That's That's not what I'm here for. Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Favour. I'm calling from Elephron.
Favour, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Talk to me.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. I said talk to me.
Okay. Yes. I don't see anything wrong with saving your partner's name, person's name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been in that position?
Yes, I have.
Did you store his number with his name or he did that to you?
Yes, I saved his number with his name.
Favour?
Yeah?
Of all the sweet things in this world, you could not find one thing. There's nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. Eh? Nothing, because I think it doesn't matter if the person saves your name with maybe any of the sweet names, as people say. The person can still cheat or something else now, so it doesn't matter.
This one is not... Nobody said the name will stop somebody from cheating. This is not... It's not name that... No. Even those who don't store... A person who is committed to their relationship and does not intend to cheat will not cheat, regardless of what they call you.
Yes.
So it's not cheat repellent. It's not insecticide. It doesn't stop anybody from cheating. We're saying to spice up the relationship.
Okay.
That's what it's for, not to stop anybody from cheating.
Okay, no problem. If you say so, but for me, it's nothing.
Okay. What did he store your number with?
My name.
What are two of you doing? Are you office worker? What do you want to be for this relationship, Seth? Yeah? What is on? Is that your colleague or your husband? I be your boyfriend. What's going on?
No, for me it's not me.
Okay, Favour. That's no problem.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello? Hello? Good evening. What's your name?
Gabriel, calling from Port Harcourt.
Talk to me, Gabriel.
How's your weekend going?
It's going well.
The truth is that a lot of people have experienced this name of it. They've had bad experience, have good experience. I've felt that experience as well. The girl, I stole her name as the finest. I noticed that she stole my name with ABCD.
I don't understand. What does that mean?
I wouldn't know.
Wow. ABCD. Come on.
How did I find out? There was a day but that was what broke up.
Ha.
The day she came to my ABCD, we just started and I was pretty just interested. I said, let me check her phone. Let me just, I had not dialed my number. I saw ABCD.
Hell.
I said, what did you store my name? He said, didn't you see your... I said, you store my name with ABCD. Why am I wasting my time to store your name, my finest?
Wow.
I said, come on, yeah. I deleted the number.
And you guys broke up from then?
I just deleted it. I didn't call her. You know, that was how it ended.
Hey.
There are times in life you cherish people, you value people.
Yeah.
Anybody that value you, value that person.
Okay.
And if people don't care about you, you care less about them.
True.
That's a life we live. You're just throwing yourself on people who don't value you. You end up paying.
Well, my brother, thank you for calling because you're giving me ideas. Of course, I will not store my wife's number with ABCD, but I have somebody on my contact list that I would change to ABCD. I would change it. So thank you for this inspiration.
Enjoy your sister.
All right. Thank you very much. Honestly, let's get serious. I know that if someone means something to you, right, there's a part of you that doesn't want to call them their name. Because here's the thing, you want to have an exclusivity to what you call your partner. Everyone calls them their name. Everybody. Nkechi, Nkechi, Nkechi. Michael, Michael. You want to have something different, something special. Right? Like it just kind of makes sense. As a matter of fact, if you go to a home and the wife calls the husband by name, you automatically imagine that they are quarreling. Stephen, you're like, what's going on in this home? Like, they might not have problems, but that's how it comes off. So you want to be able to call them something different. Sometimes what people even call their partners is completely different from what they store their number with. So you might have sweet honey, and then on their phone, my empress, my the conqueror, the champion. Why did that not come to mind? Flavor, where are you? Flavor, where are you? The lion is here. Oh, I will play that shortly. I will. What's the name of that song again? The Conqueror. No, it's not The Conqueror. Someone should help me with the name of that song. I can't remember. Game Changer. Yes. That's it. That is it. Are you ready? Let's do it.
The Emperor, the Conqueror, the Champion, the Lion is here.
I mean, imagine calling your guy the Conqueror, the Emperor, the Lion, the Champion, the Indaboski. Bahose. No, don't take it that far. Now it sounds too much. Let's work with the Emperor. Imagine this is what you call your guy.
I'm saying Indaboski Bahose. Who for you? Who be you?
That one I fight. Say, honey, please change this, please, immediately. I love you, but not this much, please, please. This is violent love.
I'm saying Indaboski Bahose. Who for you? Who be you?
Just imagine you change the entire sentence. I'm the Indaboski, who born you, who be you. I have messages on WhatsApp. 08090306416. That is the WhatsApp number. Good evening, Sam. I store my contacts by their name. Whenever I get married, I will then store my wife's number with my sweetheart. Not bad. My sweetheart is everywhere. Get creative, you know? Look for something else. If it's not my wife, then my dear brother, I will save it with the person's name, or Kanu Chima Ronaldo from Port Hackett. So Kanu, what if, I mean, you're dating this person, you're not married yet, and they have a beautiful name for you? Wouldn't that move you to want to do something? Huh? Good evening. I've been dating this girl for 2 years plus. We knew ourselves back then at SBS, College of Art and Science, CAS Rumola, since 2013, now Captain Lechipoli. We started dating officially in 2020, after when I don't suffer like job for like 7 years to razzle her. I'm guessing razzle here means to woo. You're wooing a person for 7 years. Ha, my brother. Her name is Jennifer. We started dating. I saved her number as Sunshine because her skin is glowing like the sun. Wow. My brother, this girl stored my two numbers in her phone as Charles CAS1 and Charles CAS2. Even when we started dating, my numbers are still saved as Charles CAS 1 and 2. If she didn't hear me, may she repent. Use 5 minutes fear. I will not call where she's from because I'm not looking to feed the stereotype. Charles Cotterell. Okay, Charles. Thank you very much. Good evening, Samaraku. For me, I stored my lady's name in my phone as my Shugami, and she stored mine as my king. Okay, all these people they're calling king, including the one whose voice you're hearing now. I wonder which kingdom. She saved my number with Snuggle Bear, and I saved hers with Queen Bee. Good evening, Sam. Queen Bee. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Turn off your radio, please.
I'm here for it.
All right, go ahead.
Concerning the issue on the ground, mm-hmm. I actually don't find anything wrong with having any person's name with their personal name.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Because I'm actually fond of saving your phone contact with your name. The first day I meet you.
Okay.
Whether it transcends from there to any other thing, I may not have time to go and change that name again.
Really?
I just leave it the same.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah.
You're in a relationship?
Yeah.
Wife or girlfriend? Date.
Yeah.
Which one be date, my brother? Please help me understand.
I have a date.
Which? What is date? Like what?
A serious thing.
Wait, oh, no verse.
Like a serious relationship.
You have a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. So when is a serious relationship? They call it date.
I said date. I'm actually dating somebody. You said girlfriend.
Okay, and so
I'm quite different.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah.
Hey, so explain to me now. Let's, my brother, teach me your ways. So. So how? What does a person need to be to you for you to call them date and not girlfriend? Like what happens?
Sometimes for me personally, girlfriend is somebody that you know that has a romantic
relationship
contact with. Yeah.
Wait, romantic contact as in? Okay. I'll just pretend I understand what that means.
I have sex with or whatever.
Oh, you've gotten intimate with a person. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're dating someone. And you guys have not gotten intimate, as in you've not had sexual relations. They are a date. They are not a girlfriend.
I call that person my serious date.
Your date?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not from girlfriend level.
Okay. So this date and girlfriend, which one is higher?
For me?
Yeah.
My date is higher than a girlfriend level for me.
Okay, date is higher than girlfriend level. So does
for
it?
For me.
Hey, it's you are the one defining the thing. So it's all for you. So from date, do you go to wife? Like, what's the next level after date?
Yeah. For me.
Okay.
If I'm serious with you, it means proceeding from there to
wife. Married. Okay. That's good. So you stored your date's name with her name.
The name I saved with is the name I had before the day I saw her, even without knowing that we had something in common.
I don't understand. Where did you hear the name from?
I said the name she gave to me before day with me, without knowing that I would actually get along with her.
That's her name now. Even though she won't date you, when you ask her what is your name, she will not lie to you now. She will tell you her name.
Abi? And that's what I saved with. And the place I met her.
Okay. So, what did she store your number with?
I don't really care, but I don't know.
How many years have you guys been together?
Too long.
No, give me a time frame now, my brother. I'm learning your ways. Please, teach me.
Mm.
Let's get somewhere. You've been dating your date for how long?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
3 years?
Yeah.
That's since 2020. Eh?
Yeah.
And you don't know what she stored your number with, my brother?
No. See, the truth is, I'm actually concerned about what you call me.
Okay. Tomorrow is Saturday.
What you call me, you know what? I don't call her by her name. She doesn't call me by my name.
Okay. What does she call you?
That's a dumb question. I'm not liking that here.
My brother. Okay,
yes.
Let me let you go. I have a break coming up because this is your date theory. I wanted to explore it just a little further, but I have to take a break. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. That's a new checking line. Hello, babe. Hey, can you be my date? What's the meaning of... Listen, a date is a woman. How did you describe it again? Oh, I've forgotten. I'll start a break. Hopefully, I remember.
Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It's still Let's Talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Sam Oracle Chinedu right here. I have learned in the space of an hour plus a lot about your life. Oh, yes, indeed. I'm asking important questions. Is it wrong to store your partner's number with their government name, with their official name, with their legal name? No endearments, no pet names, no honey, boo-boo, darling, sweetness, sugar, anything. Just go straight to the point and put their name on your contact list. Is anything wrong with it? Lots of people have called, lots of them uncomfortable with it, and some say, well, they don't mind. That's not what I'm here for. Calvary greetings to you. my brother, Calvary greetings is for visiting pastors. You understand? We are in Port Harcourt. Then the pastor from the church in Benin or Aba now comes to visit us. So he comes with Calvary greetings. Then he follows it with, I bring you greetings from our brethren in Aba. That's how it works. You understand? But I'll receive it. Calvary greetings to you, Chinedu. I'm enjoying your show here alongside my sunshine. Keep it up, Samuel the Psalmist. Wahoo. Your sunshine by after 10. Now the moon is out. You're still calling her sunshine. Sam, thank you for enjoying it. Mr. Sam, no matter how deep we are in the relationship, let everyone answer their baptismal name. Only my wife's number will save with such sweet names. Kanu, Chima, Ronaldo from Port Harcourt. Yeah, I mean, but it's relationships, you know, whether you call it date, like the previous caller, you call it girlfriend, fiance, it's those relationships that lead to marriage. You don't just pick somebody on the road and say, oh yeah, marry me. It's not touch and follow, right? So it grows to that point. Sam, I saved my wife's contact as sunshine. There are so many sunshines, though. And she saved mine as charming. Ah, that's nice. We saved it that way since we started dating. Now I'm thinking about it. Should we change it now that we are married? What do you think? I don't think anything. No, it's not me. People will drag into your personal problem. Sunshine and charming is working for the both of you. People will change it when you think it's time. It's like, I listened to Sam's show the other day. This charming, you have been calling me for 7 years. I don't like it again. You're on your own. If it works for you, keep using it. The day you feel you need to change it, by all means. But don't be pressured into doing it. 0817-923-0002. Yeah, I promised I was going to play Karashika by Fowls. And now I have to add Flavors Game Changer. I'll do that shortly. I think I'll take one or two calls and we wrap up this conversation. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007-0009. Call back if you can. WhatsApp is 080-903-06-416. Oh, someone says read my message. How did I miss this? I apologize. Hello, Sam. 3 months after my friendship with a girl, we took the friendship to the next level. I changed her name to my baby with love emoji. We hung out several times. We had great times together. A few weeks later, I paid her a surprise visit and saw another guy, her second guy. Abina, maybe the second guy, Phoebe, my brother. I later discovered she saved my number as Oyibo boy. Oh my goodness. It gave mixed feelings and bad signal. I know Vexha, but the enthusiasm towards her dropped. Oh, I'm sorry you had to go through that. Oyibo boy. That means you're light-skinned. Hello?
Good evening, Sam.
Good evening. What's your name?
I'm Lacey. I'm calling from Izoichi.
Lacey, how are you doing?
I'm enjoying your program.
Thank you. That's the plan.
I'm enjoying it very well.
Okay.
When I met my husband, I used to call him honey.
Okay.
And up to now, I'm still calling him honey.
Okay.
But he called me baby girl then.
Wow.
So along the line, after about over 10 years later, he changed it to treasure.
Wow. And you are still calling him honey?
And we're still like that. And
These
are 50 years of parish.
No, wait now. Wait, Lacey. You are calling him honey from the beginning. You are still calling him honey. At some point, he changed from baby girl to treasure. Your mind did not tell you where to... It seems I'm the one that's lagging behind. Itotoro honey. Sorry, I just spoke my language. You continued with honey. Yeah? Oh, my. Well, thank you for calling. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last thing you said, thanks to the network. Well, it's all good. I'm glad you guys have a loving relationship. That's what's important. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Good evening. What's your name? All right, so first thing, turn off your radio. Second, speak up. You sound like something is wrong. There was a third option. I just didn't exploit. All right. Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Sam.
What's your name?
This is Spice calling from Darien.
Spice?
Yes.
You're here again.
back with you.
Okay. So talk to me.
For me, I don't really think there's a problem. I know why should people be afraid of telling their women?
You won't have a problem now. Because my brother, waiting they happen. What's happening on your street? Hell. What's going on? You won't have a problem because your real name already sounds like a pet name, Spice. So you will not mind.
No, it's not really that, but I mean, it's your name now. For me, I want to be called my king and mona.
My brother. The whole world calls you your name. Your boss at the office, if you have a job. Your colleagues at the same office. If you go to school, your coursemates.
Okay, let me tell you what happened to my brother.
Tell me.
So, there was this girl he was dating.
Mm-hmm.
And she was cheating on
him. Oh, okay.
So she saved his number as my dad.
My dad?
Yeah. Hey. So whenever her phone rang, our guy used to run and give her the phone.
Oh.
Thinking it was her dad.
Oh, wow.
So you see, it's your name. I'll tell you it's your name.
Wait,
I'll
hold on. Hold on. I had a question. Hey, C-Scope. Wow. My dad. Hi. Man, see this heaven all of us are going to, it will be bad because some people will miss it. What devilish creativity is that? My dad. Even I will respect that number and say, my dear, your father is calling you. I will even leave the room say, when you're done. You don't know that things are happening. Wow. Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Courage, Lawrence.
Your name is what?
Courage.
Courage. You're the one that called earlier.
No, this is my first time calling.
Okay, I thought it was you. There was someone who sounded like you. So, Courage, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I've been listening to your show.
That's the plan.
To me, I'm a jealous type of person. I would like it to, for him to show the world why I'm him and also for me to be different from his content.
Oh, come on. Network, behave. So she said she would like him to show the world why she's different. Well, two things can happen, my dear. He can pay for a billboard, look for a very busy junction. There's one billboard at Obirikure flyover here. It's big. If you're coming from airport side, going towards NTA, the billboard is just there. The world will see whatever message you want to pass. Which other very popular bus stops or junctions do we have? You can also pay for advert on Nigeria Info. I've heard that this radio station goes very far. The world we know, my dear. Believe me. Hello? Turn off your radio.
Yeah, I've done that.
What's your name?
So Jeffrey, I call back.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, you know.
Yep.
So, the best thing is, when I go through the meaning of Chinedo, is God is leading. Is that not?
God leads, yeah. God leads, God guides, all
of
that.
God leads.
Yeah.
What other name will he speak as Ghani?
My brother.
People will call you.
My brother.
They call you Meat.
Listen.
They call you Meat Spy.
Wait, calm down. Don't be a politician here.
Yeah.
The whole world is calling me Chinedu. I don't have a problem with it. God has, if we're using how many Chinedu they've given me, God has already led me, I've already reached the promised land and passed because it's a lot of Chinedu.
Yeah, I imagine.
You understand? So that's one person that means a lot to me. Don't call me Chinedu, my sister. The one, my father, my mother, my family has been Chinedu. It's not your own that will not come and spoil it. Find something soft. Find something sweet. Find something endearing. You understand? No, my brother. See, this thing helps to regulate blood pressure. It helps. That's why people live long. You understand? So it's not everybody call me Chinedu, I get home. Be at Chinedu. Well, no, now we don't do that.
I'm 22 years. I come and when Dopinos, he call me Jeffrey.
No, I mean,
after that one, when he and when she gave birth, I call her mother. I said, I understand him.
See,
when the beginning, our first daughter, Vivian, call Mommy Vivian.
Help.
He answered her.
Hell, hell, hell.
When she gave birth of twins, I call her Mama Idina.
My brother, my brother. Let me tell you something.
And that one has never reduced the love I have for
no,
that
no,
woman.
No, no, it's not. That's
because
that's
that woman is.
Wait now. Wait now, my brother. See, let
and
me tell you something. Yeah?
Tell me.
Research yes. has shown that women they call mama something, they get old quicker. So if you I'm telling you, I'm the one telling you now. What are we saying? If you have a young wife in
I'm
her 20s or 30s.
I'm coming to Nigeria for my 20th anniversary.
There's no problem. We'll be willing, more than happy.
You tell my wife that I call her Mama Edima, she's not older.
See.
She's as little, she's as young as 30 years of it. And she's now 40 something years.
I'm not arguing with you. She's your wife. But I'm telling you that the more you call her Mama something. Oh my goodness.
Are you telling me that Mama teenage is older than...
Huh? Hmm? I can't hear you. You said...
Well, look. Mama, when they call Mama Chinedu, you see, because they call her, make her older.
No, now it's a mindset thing. You understand? When you pick a young woman and start calling her Mama something, they get a CB now. Wait now, my brother. You see, the problem is you don't even want to listen. That's the first problem. You understand? When you call somebody Mama something. Everybody now imagine this person is tying rapper. There's an image of mama. But when you have a young, sharp, in shape, good looking, you understand? You don't see a young find and say mama something. No, now you don't do that.
I call her Kim Tenso.
How?
Hey, Mama Tala Galadi.
Okay. Thank you for calling, my brother. Different strokes for different folks. If it works for you, fine. I'm just saying. All of these things are to spice up our relationship, because lifetime is a long time. But if it works for you, by all means. Hello? Hello? All right, call back when you're ready. Okay, I think I really do need to wrap up this conversation. Hi, Sam, good evening. I'm Special, the girl with the curly hair. I saved my boyfriend's number with his name, oh. Let me look at your profile picture first to be sure that... Okay. I'll just leave it there. Moving on. My husband calls me my lady while we were dating, but 2 years into our marriage, he changed it to only lady. Ah! are we supposed to get something from there? Hold on. From my lady to only lady. Does that mean that there were other... Well? Hello?
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. I call back. Son of my city to go by. I want to contribute.
All right.
And to please don't what contribute. I will still ask you a question.
0817923000. 0817923000. Someone said I saved her number as Wunye Odogu. Emeka says Emeka. This name that you gave her is yourself, you're still hailing. Yeah? Inside her pet name, you still find way put Odogu there so that we'll know. Anyways, let me give you the name that you deserve, Emeka.
The emperor, the conqueror, the champion, the lion is here.
Animal, look on the land, yes,
you
All right, Flavor, calm down. Your blood is hot. Two more calls and I'm done. Hello?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What's your name?
AB.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you people are great. Keep it up.
Who's you people?
Make Nigeria for you. You people are great. All of you in that radio station, you people are great.
Okay. Thank you.
Canada know me well. I'm from the Rock.
I'm happy for you. Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good
good evening.
What's your name?
I'm Abigail.
Abigail, how are you doing?
I'm in a car.
All right.
I'm okay, and you?
I'm wonderful. Talk to me.
Concerning the issue, for me, I'll take it serious.
Why?
I'm supposed to be different from the way you call it.
From who?
So.
Different from who, Abigail?
Different from the way I'm being called by others.
Okay. So, you believe that being in this relationship with this person gives you an exclusive right to something different?
Yes.
Okay.
But I tried pulling a prank on.
You tried pulling...
I stole his name.
Okay.
And then when he saw it, he was like, what's the meaning of this? I told him, I like the dowry. And he cleaned him.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's his name stored as right now on your phone?
Iyawo? No.
Eh?
Mi amo.
Oh, okay. You put left English. You enter another language.
Yeah.
There's no problem. I'm happy for you. So what did he store your number as?
Hottie. That's HERTY.
Okay. Me amo. Hearty. Only you. It's all good. Well, thank you very much. Those are nice names. You see, the problem with pet names is the day the person gets angry, they call you your name. Bia Nkechi? You say, ah, ha, ha. Bros is angry. You cannot in anger say, Mi amor, I can't take this in this house. No. You forget mi amor. Anger returns everybody to factory setting. Anger is an equalizer. They say, my honey pipe, not now. Who spent this money? Say, I wanted, am I not your mi amor? Bia? Keep that amor first. When we settle this, we can go back. I save man using my filet as mbakara miri. Hey, what can be this one again, my brother? Okay. He calls me lady because this is not the first. My husband calls me my lady while we're dating. Okay. Yeah, then only lady. Yeah. Said he calls me lady because he gave him chance to cheat and other ladies won't feel he has someone who he's married to. He's now my ex, though, Onyi from NTA. Wow, Onyi. I'm supposed to have guests join me. I have a strong feeling they're around. Why they're not here, I cannot tell. Hello? Good evening.
Yeah, I'm telling you, thank you. Well, what I'm learning from you is part of education for me. Thank you, sir.
Okay, please, go ahead.
It's a part of education. What I'm learning from you people, I'm learning part of education for me.
Okay.
I've been following that program, a part of education. Canada know me well. Canada.
Hold on. Now, you have said this like a million times. Saying it one extra time is not going to change anything. Thank you for calling. We love that you listen. Canada knows you. Point taking. So, are you contributing to the topic? Or you want to remind me? You want to rely on your profile?
Let me remind my profile.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Thank you very much. Finally, I called my wife, Nkem. Okay. Congratulations. You have made it. Game Changer by Flavor. After that, Karishika by Fowls. And in between, Indaboski by Indaboski.
I'm saying Indaboski by Hosted. Who by you? Who be you?
This will make a perfect pet name. In fact, I think this should be like a ringtone, you know? Store the sound effect on your phone when your bae is calling you.
I'm saying Indaboski by Hosted. Who by you? Who be you?
I I'm loving this. Now I'm having ideas. Let's go again. No, that's not where I wanted to go. In Daboski, please.
I'm saying in Daboski, Bahose. Who are you? Who be you?
All right, Flavor, take it away.
The emperor, the conqueror, the champion, the lion is here.